I love it when folks are early. Drew, don't you love it when folks are early? That's a blessing. You see, that's the Obama White House. Now, many of you know that under the Affordable Care Act, if you're a parent, you can carry your kid on your insurance until they're age 26. And then the question happens, what happens then? Does the kid have to wait until the fall to sign up for the Affordable Care Act? No. There's a new initiative from the Obama administration and the Department of Health and Human Services. They call it Born in 88 campaign. And here to tell us about it is Marlon Marshall. Marlon is Special Assistant to the President of the United States and Principal Deputy Director. That means he does all the work in the Public Engagement Office in the White House, not the little house down the street. We're talking about the big house on Pennsylvania Avenue. Marlon Marshall, proud Missourian, but he's a graduate of the University of Kansas. That's interesting how you can be a Missourian and a graduate of the Jayhawks. He joins me live. Marlon, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing today?
I'm fine.
So, I'm early.
We don't mind early because that's a good thing. Let me first ask you, what is this new initiative, Born in 88? What's that all about?
Well, so you hit the nail on the head. You know, when folks turn 26, if they're on their parents' health insurance plan, that's the point in time where they age off their health insurance plan. Now, you guys probably remember Affordable Care Act. In the spring, we did a big push to get people to enroll during the open enrollment period that ended March 31st. However, if you turn 26, and there's a variety of other what we call special enrollment periods as well, too, you can sign up anytime. It doesn't have to be up to March 31st. It can be July 2nd. It can be August 12th. You can sign up at any time. And so we are starting a campaign called Born in 88 that is just out there to remind folks, if you were born in 1988, you turned 26, and all of a sudden, you don't have health insurance because you aged off your parents' plan. Go to healthcare.gov and check out your options.
So if there is somebody on their parents' plan right now, and today is their 26th birthday, July 28th, 2014, they can go to healthcare.gov and get over.
That's right. Go on, check out your plans. No matter where you're at, you can get on there. Check it out. Make sure that you you don't age off your parents' plans, but you just age into another health insurance plan by getting on healthcare.gov and checking out your options.
So we know healthcare.gov, that the internet works 24/7. Are there still operators at the 1-800 number? Is that 24/7 or is that during the daytime hours?
It's mostly during the daytime, but you can call anytime. It's 800-318-2596. Again, it's 800-318-2596. To call, speak to someone, walk through it, as well. The other thing too I want to mention, while I got you on the phone as well too, there are other reasons you can also, go to healthcare.gov or call that 800 number, to get health insurance. If you happen to lose your job and you lost your employer's health insurance, that also qualifies you for a special enrollment period.
Marlon.
That's right.
You mean to tell me if somebody's listening today, and they lost their job on Friday, and that means they either don't have insurance, they got to wait for the COBRA information, while they're online signing up for unemployment, they can go online to healthcare.gov and sign up for insurance?
Today.
No joke.
Today. And look, it used to be, like you just said, COBRA, you used to only be left with the choice of COBRA, which for so many people was actually a little bit too costly. Get the chance to look at COBRA versus your options on the marketplace if you were to lose your job. So you can go on there, check it out, and get insurance through the marketplace as well.
Does it matter how you lost your job? If you up and quit and you don't have anything, or if you were fired, whether you're fired in person or fired by phone, you can still go to healthcare.gov?
I believe that is the case. And healthcare.gov will have more information on that piece. Again, also 800-318-2596. But again, if you were to lose your job, definitely get on there, and you can check out your options again. And again, you can compare your plan to a COBRA plan and see what works best for you.
What other little special wrinkles on healthcare.gov that Indianapolis needs to know about?
Those are some of the main wrinkles right there. Again, losing your job. If you have a life-changing event, if you were to have a child, if you were, again, the age off your parents' plan at the age of 26, if you were to lose your job. Also, members of a federally recognized tribe can go on the healthcare.gov anytime. The biggest thing also is just get on the website, healthcare.gov. Obviously, we've talked a lot about getting health insurance before the March 31st deadline. But even if you don't qualify for a special enrollment period, but you're going to ultimately need health insurance when the open enrollment period opens up November 15th of this year, get online now. Just check it out. Understand your options so when open enrollment happens on November 15th, you're ready to go. And so just get, everyone should get online now or call the 800 number.
Let me ask, when will we know, because we have the federal exchange, because we're Indiana. When will we know about additional health insurers that are, that may be offering plans in the state? Is that not going to be until October?
It's a little bit different from state to state. Okay. I don't have Indiana's, in front of me right now.
All right.
In terms of like, you know, who's going to be in the marketplace and who isn't. But definitely before November 15th, before the open enrollment period happens, you know, you'll get a chance to, you know, see what your options are, et cetera.
Going back to, because I consider this a bombshell that if you lose your job, you can sign up for healthcare.gov. Given that employers now have to give you, if you lose the job, even if they fire you, they have to tell you about COBRA. Under the law, do they also have to tell you about this right under the Affordable Care Act?
If you now get a notice in the mail about COBRA, also in that same notice, you'll get a chance to see, it'll also talk about the health insurance marketplace. So it will say, like, you're eligible for COBRA. At the same time, you can go on to healthcare.gov and check out your options.
But
so if you get a notice now, you'll get a chance to see both of those options.
But you don't have to wait for the notice from your former employer. That could take 2 months for notice to come.
Just go today.
See the things that we learn on this program. A couple things while I got you here, because the Lord had you to call early. And since you are not only an assistant to our president, special assistant, but you're a principal deputy director of public engagement, when can when are we going to hear in communities like ours some more details about My Brother's Keeper?
Oh, it's a good question. We are, so let me tell you a little background.
Okay.
You know, obviously in February, the president launched the initiative, and then in early June we came out with our 90-day report, which highlighted a lot of the work that the task force had done, and looked at a lot of the different recommendations of, you know, what can we do not only as a federal government but as a community to really help young men and boys of color.
Right.
We're going to continue to push that out. One of the things that we've already done last week. There was a partnership announced with the NBA, Great City, the Council of Great City Schools, where they're talking about recruiting many more mentors. They're talking about reducing suspensions for kids who are in pre-kindergarten and kindergarten as well, too, in 60 school districts across the country. The other thing that we're going to start doing is really, you know, working with folks in the communities like you all. To say, how do we take those recommendations and implement them locally as well, too? So this summer, and what we had with the report was just the beginning, but you will hear more information about Brother's Keeper. I'll be happy to call back in, you know, anytime to talk about My Brother's Keeper as we keep going, because ultimately what we want to do is work with folks in the communities to say, here's what we know by our research is what we can do, to really help, young men, boys of color, which help everyone. And how can we as a community do that? And there's been listening sessions across the country in different cities where we, bring the community together and come up with, different game plans. And, we should continue to talk about that on your show.
So wait a minute. Y'all have done listening sessions in other cities?
There's been, a lot of different folks who've been very interested in this have done listening sessions, such as organizations like the National League of Cities, have done listening sessions. And so, and the administration officials have been out to several different cities across the country, Baltimore, et cetera, that to be a part of listening sessions that the community is hosting. So, you know, folks want to host a listening session right there, we should definitely contact us and we can figure out how to work with you guys.
Oh, trust me, before Drew hangs up and we prove this call, Drew is going to get your email address and your contact information so we can follow up, because we have the best listening session in the whole two whole hours in the afternoon. You want a listening session, my brother? You can have a listening session on all of this. One other thing, when I saw the announcement last week and our mayor was there, he didn't give the community report of what happened, but the mayor was there, Greg Ballard, I noticed that the White House was doing something with the NBA and NBA teams, and y'all were doing something with Discovery Communications.
Mm-hmm.
At what point is My Brother's Keeper reaching out to black media, whether it's the stations and websites of Radio 1, TV 1, our television, member of our family, or to other black media, Ebony and Jet and Black Enterprise? When is that outreach going to occur? Because in order to mobilize young men of color and the folks who love them, it's going to need the active support of black media. And I haven't gotten the memo from corporate saying I'm supposed to, you know, be a part of this big effort.
That's a great point. It's something that we have already been doing but want to continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think you mentioned the event that happened last Monday, which
yes.
is, you know, the first of many things that we want to announce. This was something that obviously a lot of people were excited about. The community is very, very excited about. And it's a long-term project for the president. You know, the rest of his administration, and we really want to continue to focus in on it and do everything that we can. So stay tuned. That's going to happen in the near future, where we want to continue to reach out to African American media and really all media, about how the narrative is, how what we can do in terms of reaching out to these communities and making sure that, again, with some of the recommendations we found, that we are as a whole starting to plug these in the communities across the country.
One final thing. We're a weird city here in Indianapolis, and the Indianapolis Public Schools only reaches about 20% of all public school students here in the city county because we're a consolidated city. And granted, Great City Schools has our Indianapolis Public Schools lined up with My Brother's Keeper. We've got 10 other school corporations, not counting about 40 different charter schools. In My Brother's Keeper, in a city like Indianapolis with this convoluted system of schools, is that up to us in the community to get all of our school systems together to sign the My Brother's Keeper pledge?
Yeah, and I think that it's something we can work with you on, right? So to your point about there's many different kind of ways to go about to get to 100% of schools, how can we here help you with that? But ultimately, again, what's exciting about this is that many communities across the country are doing so many different things in order to kind of adhere to the president's call to action on this. And look, there's been great work that has been done for decades on you know, working with this population. And so how can we make sure that we are acknowledging that work, getting people engaged in that work, et cetera. So yes, one of the things we can do is, like, you know, if there's one school district is kind of signing on, others ones are not, like, we can work together to figure out how to reach out to the other schools and you know, work to move forward in terms of really highlighting on some of these recommendations as well, too. I'm happy to work with you on that.
Well, Marlon Marshall, we have heard more in 3 minutes about My Brother's Keeper and what's going on than we have heard from our mayor's office. So take that message back to the political folks in the bowels of the White House. He is Marlon Marshall, Special Assistant to the President and Principal Deputy Director of Public Engagement. But the two big stories on the Affordable Care Act, if you got a kid that's you're carrying on their insurance and they hit 26, they can sign up on their own and get healthcare at healthcare.org, healthcare.gov, I'm sorry. And then if you lost your job, you can go to healthcare.gov now and sign up. And you can't beat that with a stick. All from our president, Barack Obama. Marlon Marshall, hold on, and Drew's going to get your contact information and allow me to take a break. It's Afternoons with Amos. A whole lot more after these.